You're listening to Balkan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. It's another great day in Birmingham. We're here recording Balkan Has a Faith. We've got a very interesting guest with us today. I was so excited when I found out he was going to join us. Multi-talented. Oh, my goodness. We have Willie Traywick. How are you doing, Willie?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Good. Doing good. Thank you for being here first and foremost.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate what you're doing and getting us out there like that. It's real cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good way to, you know, be discovered. You know, people come out and see your shows. We'll get into that a little bit. Well, just, you know, for the people that don't know you that are watching or listening to our audio, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started music not too long ago, and it's been a bumpy ride. It's never been really a main passion of mine. I've always enjoyed working with cars and being around cars, so that's my main goal in life is to do something with cars. I'm a race car driver for a team in Wilsonville called the Rat Hole Racing Team, and that's kind of where I've been in the past 5 years is racing. Grew up around it, and that's been my main thing about my life is pretty much racing.
Yeah. So outside of racing and music, do you have any other hobbies or anything you do?
Not really. It's here lately. That's all it's been. It's been pounding racing and music, trying to get it established. I am starting a business here soon.
Really?
I recently went and got my CDL license and trying to get a little dump truck business going.
Awesome. So, well, good luck with that.
I appreciate
That's awesome.
It. So kind of a lot going on, but it's going to be, hopefully it'll be rewarding.
You must like to be busy.
I do not like to be busy, but.
you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. Well, you know, again, what we're doing is helping get the word out about the people of Birmingham. Birmingham's went through a lot over the last 10 years in becoming a new type of city. It's not the Birmingham that was 10 to 20 years ago. So what do you like about Birmingham?
My experiences in Birmingham, the diversity of people that come together for especially music, it's a phenomenal thing that happens that, you know, the whole world looks at things differently, but when something that everybody likes and everybody can agree on comes into play, and the diversity of people there is amazing.
Yeah,
it's a really great thing.
Do you have any favorite restaurants or places to go to?
I love the Rogue Tavern and Pale Eddie's. I've played at Pale Eddie's a few times, and I like Five Points a lot. There's the Black Market Grill.
Mm-hmm.
They have some really good breakfast food.
Cool. Well, so you mentioned you're racing. Tell us more about that. Go a little more in depth. How long have you been racing? How'd you get started? Things like that.
When I was real little, my dad always had a fast car, and he was real into drag racing. And my cousin and my uncle, they always did the dirt track and the round track racing. And so since I was like five, you know, I've always been around that scenery, and It kind of took up with me, and I was always working on cars. And finally, I got old enough to drive. I saved up. I bought a car, and I raced maybe four times in it, and it messed up. And somebody asked me to drive their car, and then it kind of just snowballed effect from then. And I got wound up with this team in Wilsonville, and they've put me in some pretty fast cars and kept me up and running for a long time now. And really appreciative of them, and that's kind of how it happened, just by luck, I guess.
Yeah.
But a lot of good people, a lot of good support has brought me to where I am. I'm not where I need to be, but I'm a lot further than where I started.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you have to grow with it, right?
You do. You definitely do.
My cousin is a race car driver, too, and I know one thing I've learned pretty quick from him is there's a lot of expenses that go into it.
There is. There's a lot of expenses. There's different levels, and when I bought my car, I started out on the very bottom level. And when I'm saying this not to brag on myself, but to brag on the team that we have. We went from the bottom level straight to the top level to running the dirt late models. And we ended up picking up a championship in 2016.
Oh, wow.
And that just goes to show what teamwork and effort, you know, it when you put those two things together, man, it's nothing's impossible.
That's incredible. So, how many people do you have on your team?
Roughly four or five. Some of them come and go. But Ronnie Revis, he owns the cars, and Chris Revis, it's Ronnie's son, and Ronnie's got a brother named Tony, and they all kind of keep it going. Mm-hmm. And we have different sponsors here and there. When I started doing the singing thing, I lost a couple sponsors because they thought, well, there goes his time, you know. But we're getting back, you know. We took 2017 off. We only raced maybe five races. And this year, we've got a few good races lined up to go run and travel all over the Southeast to race. So we'll see where we end up.
Yeah. So are you looking for sponsors now?
We are. We're always looking for sponsors. You know, every little bit helps because it is an expensive sport. Mm-hmm. So every little bit helps. We have a couple individual private sponsors that, you know, they help out a lot. But any business, you know, we're willing to make a deal with. Happy to put your name on the car and work something out, yeah.
Hey, he won a championship in 2016, so now's the time to get in early, right?
That's right, exactly.
Well, so everybody that knows me personally knows that I love music. So I'm really interested to hear about how you transitioned into the music. Like, how did you first get started, or how did it come about?
It's a very long, drawn-out story, so I'll try to make it short. Like I said, you know, growing up, I was always around cars. But my dad had a guitar, you know, in the closet. And that's what he wanted me to do. You know, all parents have this big dream for their kids to you know, make it big or whatever. And so I kind of had it there, and I messed around with it here and there. And finally, you know, one day, after years of me telling him, no, I'm going to be a race car driver. I'm not going to be a musician. I'm going to be a race car driver. I finally picked it up, and I watched about 2 weeks' worth of YouTube. Just pounded it in my head, and I learned four chords. And I played those four chords for another 2 weeks, and I set it down, and that's when racing got real heavy. Well, here and there, I'd learn a different song, and I'd start to play at bonfires, you know, during the off season. Well, I get asked to go to dinner with my uncle one night, and there was this guy named Lance Grantham playing at August Barbecue in Childersburg, Alabama. And they talked me into getting on stage with him.
Uh-oh.
And I wasn't ready for it at all. Like, that was the first time I ever stepped foot on stage, been in front of people. I was really nervous. What ended up going pretty well. And a few weeks go by. He gets the gig again. I go up there and I sing with him again. Then I found out about open mics. I didn't know anything about open mics, but a guy called me. He was like, hey, they're having an open mic at Bar 31 in that's Vestavia, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy named Rick Carter was there, and he was the host of the open mic. I played my set of songs. I think it was like three songs, and I see this guy in the back. He speaks up. He goes, play one more song. So I played another song, and we go, and we get done, and everybody else sings, and somebody comes and grabs me. I'm like, oh, no. And he said, you need to come with me. And he sits me down with Rick, and we're talking, and it just, everything that he's saying is like, oh, wow, yeah, this is possible. I'm going to do this. And ever since then, I've been, you know, just hitting every open mic that I can. And Jamie Lane puts on open mics in Birmingham. He's the one that does it at Pell Eddie's.
Mm-hmm.
And guys like that is very crucial for people like me because they give us a voice. Mm-hmm. And guys like you guys, y'all give us a voice and give us opportunities that aren't there otherwise. And I hit the open mics, and I started getting gigs myself, and it kind of just – the domino effect happened, and I recorded a song. It's on iTunes called Love Have Mercy on Me. Love Have Mercy on Me. And
that's on iTunes?
That is on that? iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all the good stuff.
Awesome. Well, cool. So where you mentioned playing around town and the open mics. Where are some places that you have played and will be playing?
Oak Hill Bar and Grill on a Wednesday night. Mr. Finney James, he's the guy that actually recorded my song at Blue Room Studio. Thank you, Finney. And Champy's, I think Champy's has one on Monday nights.
Okay.
And then Courtyard, I know all the Courtyards around here. Courtyard 280, the one in Alabaster and Trustful, they have them.
Okay.
And then we've got some private shows coming up, and we've got some other things happening as well.
Awesome. Well, that sounds good. So how can people, I know you mentioned being on iTunes and Spotify and all that. Do you have, like, are you on social media, or how can people find out more about you?
I do most of my networking on Instagram. I'm getting better at it, like, as far as, like, I created a YouTube account. I'm going to start putting stuff up on YouTube. Facebook, Willie Trawick Music, and that's also my Instagram as well. And so we're getting better at the social media thing. And I post all my events on there. So
awesome. Well, very good. Well, again, we appreciate you being here and putting out some good music. You know, music is one thing that gets us through the day sometimes.
It is.
I really appreciate what you do, and especially appreciate you being here and sharing your story.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Facebook.